Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Good evening, everyone. Good news tonight. I have great news that Almeen will be addressing you three times during our show tonight, and we're delighted to have her with us doing that. I want to also thank Linda, one of her students, for writing us a letter just saying how I know I feel myself, and also I know many listeners feel that we miss hearing Almeen's voice on the radio show and on the BBS show and also her other radio shows, which we will not mention here. But just the beauty and the frequency of her voice and her words and her wisdom coming through. So please stay tuned. Again, she will speak to us three times during the show. Almeen will speak about the root cause of disease, which is very fitting since we are having three guests tonight talking about Belvas Batah, which is a wonderful healing modality that Almeen brought through direct from the infinite. It is a healing modality of light and frequency and works with angelic light and frequency. So we will be speaking much more about that with a little something for all levels of Belvas Batah masters and practitioners. I want to share with you, and I really hope I can do this justice. Almeen, I'm staying in Almeen's home in Newport, and as many of you may know, I work for Spiritual Journeys and have the opportunity to work with Almeen daily and work with her here and Afim Ba'al. And Almeen ran into my room right before we came on the show, and she just wanted me to express to you, because we've had some different comments and letters about perhaps concern that Almeen is drawing from the public life. You know, why is that happening? Will she be teaching? Why isn't she on radio shows? So I want to share with you this just sacred information that she came in and told me. She wanted me to share with you all that she's withdrawing from public life more and more as she just finds it's more difficult for her to be out in the public, and I'm going to give you some, like a little story that she asked me to share with you. Other details are that she shared with me just drastic and very current changes that are undergoing, that are taking place right now. She is undergoing in her physical body. And in every way, she said, my vision is changing moment by moment. She said in real time, a CD that she had of her voice doing the interstellar elixirs has altered, and it will not play in her car. There's nothing on it that plays. Now, this is not a damaged CD. There's nothing actually wrong with the CD. It has physically altered in real time. She said she can feel it in her voice as she's speaking, and she just said so many changes are going on, she doesn't even know all of them. But she wanted me to share with you that she hears you, and she always likes to respond to questions, letters, concerns, and comments of her students. So her comments on our show, her addresses on our show this evening will be happening on all of her shows now coming forward in the future. And you may have noticed that we haven't changed the banners on BBS for Almeen's show. We haven't changed them elsewhere because we're in a state of transition. And she was saying that as she has walked with one foot between two worlds, now she really feels like her one foot is pulling out of the physical world more, so she just will not be interacting as much on that level, and especially during this time of transition. I want to share with you a story from Christmas when we were here for POD, and Almeen walked in the door one night, I think after class even, and there were several students staying here. Grace was here, and I was here, and Anique was here. We all had the pleasure to stay in Almeen's home. So we were here, and Almeen walked in and said, boy, I just had the most interesting experience. And I said, what happened? She said, well, I was driving along, and I look up, and I see this car, and I was sort of out in the middle of the road, and this car that was being driven by someone went right through her car. And she said, as soon as that happened, I was just sort of like, my gosh, what just happened? And Jaylene was in the car with her, her beautiful daughter, who's 10, and she said, can we do that again? So this is an example of the kinds of things that are going on in her world daily. I also spoke about some bilocation that I've experienced personally when I have been in the house here with Almeen. So again, please listen to our shows. Almeen will be addressing us on each one going forward, and I hope I've adequately conveyed her information to you. It's just really unspeakable and almost just too much for words to explain. So I want to thank all of you for joining us tonight, and I would like to welcome Michael and Sandra to our show tonight. And hello, Michael and Sandra.
Hello.
Hi there.
Would you like to have me speak to each of you separately, or would you like to kind of just share and take turns kind of informally with your, what we'd like to know, I guess, is in particular, we're talking about Belle Hospital this evening, so we'd like to know how you work with Belle Hospital, and I know you both have professional jobs where you work with people with Belle Hospital and use it daily, I'm sure. So we'd like to know that. I'd also like to hear from each of you. Maybe we'll do this. I'm going to answer my own question. I'm going to ask each of you first just a few questions, and then we can just go forward with a more general discussion on Belle Hospital. So I'm going to start with Michael. Michael, thank you for being on our show tonight. And can you tell us, share with our listeners and myself, how you came to study with Almeen?
Sure. Thank you very much, Jan, for having me on the show. And how I came to study with Almeen? It was actually in Toronto at the Whole Life Expo, I think it's called, which is the one in the spring. I saw Almeen do a public lecture there. And I've actually, I don't know if I've ever told anybody this, but I was absolutely in tears. And it wasn't anything in particular. I don't know. I was just overcome with emotion. And she did a book signing afterwards, and I was too chicken to face her. I don't know why. I don't know. I couldn't. So Salma, who is a longtime student of Almeen, saw me and said, oh, you know what, because I went by later and I bought her books that she had available at that time. And Salma said, oh, you know, I can take them to Almeen and have them signed. So I said, okay. And then I actually lost touch with Salma. And in the meantime, I had met up with Sandra, who was my girlfriend then. And we were downtown Toronto listening to a concert, and Salma walked by and said, hey, I remember you from the show, and guess what? Almeen is here next week doing a class. Would you like to come? So both Sandra and I went out to the public lecture that Almeen did, and that was in September of 2006, I believe. And that was when a lot of this, the big changes started to happen, which we didn't know the full significance at that time, but we could sense that there was something urgent going on from Almeen's perspective. Then everything ensued after that. It was the next spring, I think, I did my first class with Almeen, and then I've been studying here with her since then. So that's how I came.
That's a pretty significant story.
Yeah, I kind of... confessing more than anything, a confession.
It's so heartfelt because I know when our listeners hear these kind of comments, they can relate so much. And, you know, it just provides so much depth to the experience for people. So thank you for that. Can you tell me, you're a person who, you know, having shared these comments, you're someone who continues to study with Almeen. How, and I don't want to limit you what you're going to say, but you can go into more depth when we're talking about Balasbata, but can you give just like some practical ways that you find that Almeen's teachings are lived in your daily life?
Certainly. Well, to start with, I'll say that when I met Almeen, I was working in the holistic health field. So I had a practice for many years, several years, in the town that I live in, and I worked full-time doing that. So I started learning the Balasbata and integrating it into my practice. So there was all kinds of, changes that went on that I could talk about if you'd like. But just an example of the day-to-day things that affect me is doing, for example, the Balasbata. So right now I'm doing the online courses, which are, for me, the Balasbata is like the toolbox, per se, of the teachings, meaning it's something that you can use to create change in your environment, in yourself, and in the people who come to see you. So, like recently, there was a meditation on one of the online courses called the Heartnet. Heartnet. I believe I'm saying that right.
So yes, you are.
Yeah, so this gateway that opened in the navel. So doing Balasbata has been absolutely fantastic. The last maybe month to 2 months, because when you're doing it for like extended periods of time, you know, seeing person after person for the whole day, you get pretty deep, pretty expanded. And then new frequencies are constantly coming in the door. People coming in, you know, just with all these emotions and different things, which are felt really, really intensely. So the fact that we have this incredible gift, so this ability to just shift outside of those lower bodies, the physical, the mental, the emotional, and into the higher bodies, and feel that person and that frequency inside yourself just start to dissolve, just basically melt away, without having to address it or treat it as something that needs to change or something that needs to be fixed, even though when it's happening, the temptation is so strong to want to have it somehow different. But this training that teaches you to just use one of these gateways, and especially myself, I've been using, like in combined with the Balasbata, but then when you go into the meditation, the Lahun chakra, quite a bit as a place to go, to put my attention, if you like, to be in a space to observe and dissolve the frequency. And also I've been using the gateway below the spine, and also the heart center. But this tightness in my stomach that has been happening the last month or so has been pulling me back down. Like, still, this is not a concern in the sense that I still feel very blessed to be free of the trauma that people are living on a daily basis, not detached from it, but as I described, able to be with it, let's say, and watch it dissolve.
Yes.
But that tension in the stomach. So this Heartnet meditation, which is just brand new, has been absolutely a blessing to be able, because on my own, maybe in like 100 years, I don't know, I would find that gateway myself. But when that opened up, and I like I could just feel, and actually, I was listening to you and Rohir and Paul. Sorry, Efrembel, if I said that right. Efrembel. Sorry. And then just feel like how much, like basically, felt like little iron bars on either side of my navel there. It was just so much tension in there. And I knew at some level that whatever I was feeling, obviously, was something in myself that was being reflected back. But still, I couldn't find quite that place to really effortlessly dissolve it. So just as an example of how on an ongoing basis and also with these glasses, with this triad of change, and an example is also being in pod where even though the Dhavasata is this incredible tool, it requires some doing. It requires some interaction. So then there's a space in pod where, in Almin's presence, it becomes effortless, meaning you don't need to do anything. You don't even need to, like, consciously allow it. You just are in the space where it all dissolves. And I feel that as we go through these online courses, it is getting easier and easier, and eventually, hopefully, that ability or that space, what they call the null point, will be something that we'll be living on a day-to-day basis.
Yes, I really feel that too, and apparently comments from people on the courses, I mean, daily I get comments from people saying, my life has changed, I have released, you know, prison bars that I've had my whole life, belief systems or conditioning, you know, my family no longer has a hold over me, all these kinds of things that are huge. I'm going to ask you, please, to everyone hold on, and we are going to play a sound clip. We're going to ask Seth to play the first of our sound clips for us of Almin joining us this evening.
Kich pare setna ish yarach vasuanike iki akayene meshta nuspa kete minas arach ava. Look to yourself for the root of the illusion of disease. Whence does it come? Why so real does it seem? Isharachtanu savekiyeh. Achba, isichyeh kana. Usavich benesete misharach. Whence it comes is from contraction. The contraction that comes from focus, from limited vision, and from separation of the whole. All this cannot be within the oneness of the ocean of life. But the illusion lingers still, persisted by our attitudes. Whence do these attitudes come, you might ask, that are so stubborn to remove? From cosmic life and the macrocosm do these derive that you feel. For the infinite, in all its glory, expresses, and its expressions seem as form. It has focused and contracted its attention to only a limited portion of its expression. It is time now for this limitation to be gone. For that which limits is illusion, and illusion is disease. Why is it so that the infinite does not instantly expand into its full beingness, expressing its multiple and myriad forms of life, formed yet not formed, for every instant they are new? There is fear. We are the microcosm of the macrocosm. If the infinite is examining its expressions through its creations in only a limited part, so too are we. Why is it that we don't let go? It is fear. If we can but see that we are so much more than even all of the cosmic life, We are afraid that we may be overwhelmed by the input. To know ourselves as all that is, as the entire cosmos and its forms, is but to live in a soap bubble within the ocean. When we know ourselves to be much, much more, and that there too form arises and goes like the waves upon the ocean, we shall know that we are all things. But, says the fear, shall we not be overwhelmed by sensory input? Only if we live in the small vehicle of the soap bubble. When the soap bubble is gone, the depth of our expression comes forth, and with it comes the ability to access it. The greatest consequence of fear that makes us contract is that we can become all things with the ability of all things to know its own unfoldment eternally and forever.
That was very beautiful. Amin, thank you. Deb, are you there?
Hi, I am, yes.
Hello. Our sister Christina is having a little difficulty with her connection, so I'm wondering if she's able to hear us okay. Christina, can you hear us? No, apparently not. Well, then, for one thing, I want to apologize that I didn't introduce Christina at the beginning of the show. Christina is the co-host of the show. She also is part of the Toronto Pod and does podcasts, I guess you could call them radio shows, from their meeting every other week, and often Almeen joins her there. And she has her own website and is very active in doing work with Almeen and studying with Almeen. So I'm guessing she cannot hear us, so I'm going to talk to Debbie. We've never gotten to meet each other in person, but what a great world it is that we can be on a radio show together and connect on the Internet. So welcome, Debbie.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be talking to you. It's lovely.
Well, good. If Christina joins us, we'll just know. She'll pop in, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, can you tell us, I know very little other than I have seen your beautiful website, and I know that you were networking with Christina on Ning, and I know very little about that other than I saw it on Twitter, and I got linked with it, and I came to your beautiful website, which is exquisite and really supports Babasthita and Almeen. So can you tell us, I believe that also Christina told me you came to a pod in Ireland, and my question to you would be if you can tell us how you came to study with her.
Right. Well, how I came to study with Almeen. Wow. Well, I was introduced to Almeen, to Almeen's teaching, I should say, in about 2007, and it's when I met a lovely lady called Angela Pocklington. And I'd met this lady while I was on a crystal course. And we got talking, and it was as if, you know, me and Angela had known each other all our lives, you know, but it was just in that few seconds. It was really bizarre. And she said,
"My love, excuse me. Excuse me for interrupting you. Can you please try to speak up a little bit louder? Your voice is beautiful and soft, and I'm having difficulty, and I don't know if others are also."
Oh, sorry. Right. Okay.
That sounds great.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Okay. So going back to what I was saying, I was introduced to Almeen's teaching in 2007, and it was when I met a lovely lady called Angela Pocklington. And I met her on a crystal course. And she started to tell me a little bit about this new modality called Velvet Guitar. And she just explained a little bit to me that in the angelic realms, the healing of the heart, you know, what it meant. And she just, when she was just talking to me and just explaining to me how it felt, you know, when she expanded her consciousness and she brought her clients into the consciousness, and it just sounded so beautiful. And also she told me a little bit about Almeen as well. And I was just fascinated by what she was telling me. So what happened, well, I mean, to cut a very long story short, I've actually been on a spiritual journey trying to fit my jigsaw puzzle of life, if you like, together. Since my 3-day-old little baby Melissa passed over to the higher realms 10 years ago. And while I was pregnant with Melissa, I seemed to open up more with my higher self. And I knew as well that Melissa and I had made some kind of arrangement before entering the physical realm, because lots of strange coincidences were happening while I was pregnant with her and after the birth. Although obviously now I understand that, you know, coincidences, there's no really such thing as coincidences. Everything happens for a reason. So, on this path, I mean, after she passed away, I had all these questions in my head. So, I basically went on different kinds of workshops with spiritual teachers, trying to help me to fit my jigsaw puzzle together. And of course, when I met Angela and she told me about Almeen and Velvet Guitar, I thought, I need to give this a go and try it. So Angela said to me that she would come over and she would do her Velvet Guitar healing on me. And, well, it was just amazing. I mean, it was as if I was just taken out of my body, and it was just pure bliss. And the colours as well that I saw in my mind's eye, it was just amazing. So really, that's how I was introduced into Velvet Guitar.
Hi, Debbie.
Pretty,
Christina.
Pretty powerful. Hi. Yeah, Christina, come on. Christina got on board. Yay.
Hello, I'm here. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hello. It's lovely to hear your voice.
Yes, lovely to hear your voice. Yes, wonderful. Thank you. You know, I'm listening to you. I couldn't hear it all. I'm sorry, but I wanted wanted you to share also, because didn't you tell me when we were communicating that you did you not go to a class with Almeen in Ireland? Okay.
Yeah, she did talk about that.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear. Okay, that's
fine. Oh, no, that's fine. I mean, no. The pod. Would you like me to tell you a little bit about the pod? The experience I had over there?
Sure you can. And then you became initiated, though, as well into Velvet Guitar, right?
I did. Okay. Well, Angela actually initiated me into Velvet Guitar, into the first and second level. Before I went over to meet Almeen. And obviously at the pod then I had my third and my fourth initiation. But it was really, for me, what changed my life, and all my family as well, I have to say, was, you know, these meditations that Almeen takes you through. And for me, one of them, I mean, you know how they work. You know, she expands your consciousness to such a degree, and she takes you inside the womb of the infinite and expands you again. And then she took us through the membrane, and then, you know, and expanded again, and it was like, wow, this is just amazing. And she said, bringing a loved one into this matrix, and I thought of Melissa, my little baby who's, you know, in the high realms. And it was the most amazing experience I've ever had in my entire life. I mean, we just became one. And it was just amazing. And what was really fascinating as well was the fact that when I went back to my hotel room that night, in the early hours, I'd actually leaked breast milk. And I thought,
I have heard this story.
No, I could not believe it. And so, of course, when I went back and I explained this to Almeen, she said that, well, really what we're looking at here is that this is the proof, in a sense, that heaven is here. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yes. It's like a physical, tangible...
Manifestation, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you, I would really love, because you both know about this topic, and I don't certainly mean to cut anybody off their topics. However, I'd love if you could share so people can go to your beautiful website, and if you can tell them how to do that, and I know Christine can speak, and you can both speak to networking.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to play another sound clip, and we're still going to speak to your beautiful sister, Sandra. So I'd love if you could share with us about your website and that networking piece.
All right. Okay. Well, the website that I've put together is www.belvisguitargathering.ning.com. And it's a site that brings people together from around the world to communicate and share common interests with. So I created this site for Belvis Guitar Masters, and basically for anybody who's interested to learn more about Almeen's teaching and, you know, Belvis Guitar. And it's just to get together, to grow and learn as one light family that we are. Everyone can get involved with it. They can add their own essence to the creation of the site. You have your own page, you know, you can add your own photos, your music, even a little bit of information about yourself. And also as well, you can advertise your websites on there and events which are connected to Almeen or Belvis Guitar. Our membership is completely free as well.
It's a great community. It's a community site. So
it is.
It's a community site.
It is. Yeah. Everybody can get involved with it. You know, you can all add whatever you like on it.
It reminds me a lot of the forums on Almeen's online courses, because many students have not had the blessing of attending a class or the opportunity perhaps yet to do that. And so when you connect with people such as on Debbie's site, on the online classes, on the forums, like she said, you know, posting photos, sending messages back and forth, I mean, you may live out in the country and not have anybody to connect with and, you know, share your experiences. So it's really meaningful to be able to do that. Thank you very much for making that site. It's beautiful. I was just, I mean, Christina made me aware of it on Twitter, and it's beautiful, and it's another connecting place, you know, like with Almeen's Wisdom Twitter and Twitter in general and Facebook, where we're building these etheric communities of heart for all of us to interconnect. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm going to ask Seth if he will go ahead and play one of our other Almeen pieces for us. I told him, I'm going to catch him off guard here. I told him a little bit later, but I'll see if he's listening to me and he can cue it up now. If not, I'll keep talking. We'll see if he's listening. Maybe not. Okay, we're going to talk for one more minute then. He's going to cue it up pretty soon. Christina and Debbie, can you
yes.
speak to this Ning community and how people can, you know, get connected with that and you know, directly connect with about Talbas Pata, and also Debbie's website, but any other connections with the Almeen Wisdom Twitter and your site on there?
Because
we have
well,
the foreign language ones and so many different ones.
Okay, I'm cutting in and out, so I can't hear you. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay, okay.
And Seth is
well,
trying
now,
to help
now,
Seth, so.
Okay. Well, Seth is now contacting me, so I think I can get him to play our Almeen piece for us.
How did this overcontraction occur? How did the Infinite One begin to focus only on a portion of its ever-changing expressions? Because of self-reflection. Self-reflection, that which weighs its actions against previous ones or imposed standards. That which tries to understand itself. The weight, cumbersome and heavy, of self-reflection brings about inner space. And such it was that inner space formed within the Infinite's being. As it began to examine itself in the fleeting but eternal images of its own self-reflection. This is the day that we take a look at self-reflection in our own lives. For while it exists, we cannot fly free. We cannot enter into the oneness of eternal life that we are. For within it we are trapped by our own making of space. Self-reflection, standards of beauty. Am I prettier than? Am I not as pretty as? More successful than? Not as successful of? Carefully evaluate our lives and let's rid ourselves of such cumbersome baggage that we might indeed become a portal for the song of the one life to sing through. This is the second root of disease, self-reflection forming inner space.
Christina, are you able to hear us?
I hear you.
Great. Okay.
I hear bubbles, but I hear you.
You hear bubbles? Great. Well, I was laughing because Christina's Skyping to me. We're Skyping behind scenes while we're on the radio show, and she says, it sounds sort of bubbly, you know, Almeen speaking to us. And I said, well, she just mentioned something about soap bubbles, and like we're in the ocean of soap bubbles. So
that's what it feels like.
Yeah, and apparently, actually many of us, and I'm sure some of our listeners also are having many tech glitches, computer glitches, virus issues, bugs. There was a huge fly in the kitchen the other day, which, I mean, flies are out when it's the winter time. I mean, come on. Especially
really?
A big grown-up one. Where have you been hiding, you know? But lots of things are shifting and changing, and, you know, that's part of what Almeen shared with me to share with our listeners tonight. So, Debbie, I'm going to thank you very much for joining us and let you go to sleep since it's early in the morning there, and I hope to meet you in person sometime. And I know Christina, too, once
yes,
we all do.
Debbie, very much. Can we just give that website one more time so that people can go there? I saw today that it's really
broke.
www.belvaspatagathering.ning.com. So join the community. It's wonderful. Thank you, Debbie, for doing that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Debbie.
Bye.
Good night, Deb.
Much love. Good night. Good morning.
And we will say hello to our beautiful sister, Sandra, who thinks I might forget her, but I don't forget her. Sandra, my love, are you there?
I am right here, my darling. Thank you so much.
Hi, sweetie. Thank you for being patient. And we did get to speak to you one other time on our show. We were very blessed that you've joined us again. And we have spoken a little bit about how you started to study with Almeen.
Yes.
So I would really like to ask you two questions. And one is, my first question would be, my heart's desire would be to have you share some stories of how you work with people doing Baba Svetha and some of the amazing things that you see happen. But I also want to leave it open to you if there's something in particular that your heart wants to share tonight.
Well, there is something that I have noticed in the shift of Baba Svetha, and it is the long-distance healings. And it's been probably close to a month that I've been feeling more that we have entering to that spaceless space. And this is why I feel that the long distance healings are not long, they're not short, it doesn't matter if it's in Austria, Australia, whatever the person is, and you're in another geographical position, because there's really no space, there's no separation. And I have a beautiful testimonial, and I'm doing more and more of this, and I'm feeling very confident, if you will, that I trust that it's as powerful as in person. And I actually, after doing that treatment, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I felt like the angels were asking me to write an article about why has it changed in the basic concept comes from spaceless space. So I wanted to share that.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm feeling that more and more people are drawn. And I had actually a client today that he called me. He's coming tomorrow, and he said to me, I picked up your information from Whole Life Expo that I had a booth I don't remember, a few weeks ago. And in any event, he didn't even get a treatment, because I was giving mini sessions there, and he didn't even get a treatment. He didn't even ask me anything. He just booked the appointment. And this is how I feel everything is more and more coming easier, and my lectures, my conferences, whatever, when I'm presenting the material, I have no need to convince anyone, because everyone in that attendance, in that circle, it's very ready, is as Almeen says. It's like every breath they're taking, they are just so ready to learn.
Yes. I find that also. I do mainly long-distance healing. I very rarely do someone actually present in the same room with them. So my experience has always been that, and I just find the same thing happens when I'm with somebody, and I even truly like it better, because I feel like you don't have the physical presence there, and you're just free to totally, distraction is not the correct word, but
yes, I know what you're saying.
It's like you're not focused.
The illusion of the body is not there to distract you. Yes.
Yeah.
I totally understand.
Did you have a comment, Michael?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I feel the same way. I've been doing just people present, and then recently more and more been doing long distance, because people refer to their friends who are, in another country or whatever. And somehow you're just freer to just really be in that space 100% of the time and feel more just the frequency without, like you say, like a distraction or more going into conversation about it. Both people, I think, have a little, and plus the fact that it's long distance and they feel such profound changes.
Yes. Very powerful.
Yeah.
And you know, Jan, I really want to encourage everyone that is listening or anyone that is interested in becoming a Bhavaspata practitioner. As I always say this, and it sounds like a funny line, but it's the truth. The only requirement to be a Bhavaspata practitioner is to have a heart. There's no other requirement, you know? And it's
there you go.
It's accessible to anyone, and I was not a healer. I was not a practitioner of any holistic modality prior to Bhavaspata. And when I received Bhavaspata, I just knew this was what I've been looking, searching, and it's here. And I remember after I received my initiation from a beautiful sister Renata in New York, and I started giving initiation within the same week. So it's been since April 07. It's been just miracles unfolding every moment. And miracles are not just people think, oh, well, I don't need a healing, you know, I'm healthy. It's not just about health. It's about anything and everything. I had an email today from this wonderful woman that I have treated. I started a healing circle, so she came to a healing circle, so I gave a multiple healing, and then she received a private healing, so we're talking two healings. And today she's sharing that abundance and prosperity are coming in a way of a unique opportunity in her career. And she says, I can feel, she says, ever since I started being with you and you have brought Bhavaspata into my life, I feel the shift and the frequency. This is what I've been waiting for. It just starts opening. It's like not just for tumors or cancer. It's for anything, for a fulfilled life. There's no limit to what you can receive when you open your heart. But you cannot open your heart if you have the internal dialogue. And people go for therapy and they keep talking about this story, so there's no chance to silence the mind. So this is the only thing I know is effortless, it works immediately, and is the most powerful healing on earth, given directly from the Creator. So
in our physical bodies, I have a background as a registered nurse, and I've worked in the operating room my whole career. The things that solidify in your body are basically, you know, a tumor can be made from the fact that they don't teach this in nursing school, but, you know, if you have some sort of an emotion stuck in your body and you hold it and hold it and hold it, such as fear or resentment, that can grow into actually a physical tumor in your body because it has just solidified more and more and more into physical matter. So people, you know, speaking that abundance is flowing in and, you know, they're seeing things change so drastically in their life is exactly true. You may not feel you have a physical need for a healing, but it helps you open to the true nature of who you really are. And Bhavaspata means healing of the heart, as Sandra has spoken to, and it's a healing for those who may be listening and hearing about it for the first time. It's a healing of light and frequency, and it also is an alchemy which reveals the underlying perfection that already exists. So it helps people to shed and dissolve and just release these things that are really not part of them. They're sort of carrying them around like little, you know, like an armor on your body or like a little overlay on your body. So when we peel these things away, we really see the true magnificence of who we are, and we're so free, you know, to then shine.
They're like truly the tools for awakening, for as I also call them, the tools for polishing the diamond.
That's very good.
This is what they truly are. They're the sigils, which is the language of the angels. That's how they translate their frequencies into matter. I see them as a bridge between the angelic realm and to bring it into humanity. And the changes in people's, in physicality, when I finish a treatment, I see their faces glowing, glamorous, and the face, they cannot, so if you see that physical shift in the face. Can you imagine what is happening at all the other subtle levels? So it is.
Yes, it's amazing.
And the treatment never ends right there. It always keeps unfolding for days after.
Yes. And the beauty of it's available to anyone. I want to share with people Almeen's website for Belle Hospital, in case, also, you know, they may not know that. And really, I want to say, just go to her home website, www.spiritualjourneys.com, and you can get any of her information there. I know I say it probably every week, but there may be people who are listening for the first time, and for that, we welcome you. But go to that site. If you're a new student, there's a link on the left to say, you know, where do I start to study with Almeen? All of her websites are on there, her radio shows, her books, there's a store there. But her Belle Hospital site is www.bellehospital, it's B-E-L-V, like victory, A-S-T-A-T-a.org. And on that site in particular, you can register if you're someone who is a Belle Hospital master and you want to have your name on that site. We will put your name up there with your email. If you have a website that is solely devoted to Belle Hospital, we will put that up there. And also, we would love it if you would indicate if you are someone who speaks a foreign language, because we have International Family of Light. And we would love to have people be able to go on there on that site and see, oh, here's someone in the Netherlands who I can call up and go see for Belle Hospital. I don't have to, you know, wonder, is there anybody in my country, you know, who does it or who speaks my language?
Sorry, Jen. I just want to say that we're also translating Journey to the Heart of God into Spanish, since you are. This is the second book.
Yay!
Yay,
thank you. I want to thank both of you for being on the show very much tonight. And really, I think we need to do a Belle Hospital show and have, like, one person on so we could really, really get in depth more. I also want to leave time for us to play our one more sound from Almeen, her contribution to us this evening, our beautiful Almeen. So I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight, and we're going to end our show with Almeen. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Christina and Sandra.
And now we look at the third root of disease, or that at least which is the illusion of it. For no imperfection can exist within the being of the infinite. The second root is indeed the perceived need for identity. For eons of existence during the dream, the great fall of consciousness, the light workers have been martyrs, and this martyrdom has become an identity. A personal label. It makes us feel important when we function from our small identity. We feel overwhelmed by our own vastness. Where does the need for identity come from? Disease comes from contraction. Identity is the most prevalent form of contraction. The fear of losing ourselves in expansion makes us cling tenaciously to our identity, which is contraction. Yet anything in existence that must be defined by having an opposite cannot in fact exist. For within the place of pure spirit, there are no opposites. There is therefore only an illusion that there is contraction or expansion. There is only the contradiction of formless form. Let us take a leap over the edge of the cliff and let go of our fear of expansion, knowing it to be an illusion. Let us not seek identity or allow disease to give us a focal point to keep us from becoming the vastness of our being. No expansion, no contraction, only the place of no opposites, eternally the one life expressing as many.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, The Mystical World We Live In, with Al Mean. Please join us again next week.